we did it, we did it. We just booked a game-winning deal on a Mercedes GLS at 6. Shotgun, shotgun. I call shotgun.
Welcome to the John Boys. Order when you're ready.
Yeah, I would like one funny bit, please.
I was about to say that.
Sorry,
like,
would you like that funny bit with or without Batman?
Without, please. With
Batman.
Without Batman.
Can we get that half and half?
Okay, half Batman, half not Batman.
No!
Is that a separate order?
No, it's the same order.
Okay, same order.
Oh! This is gonna be a horrible
okay,
order.
Okay, so I have a funny bit with full Batman and another funny bit, half Batman, half not Batman.
Yeah, that's correct.
Would you like to try our new McElroy Brothers shrimp?
No!
Oh, maybe on another day. Thank you, though.
I'll spit at you if you offer me that again.
Any drinks you'd like with that?
Long Coke.
One long Coke.
Long Pepsi.
Can I have an energy Coke?
One energy Coke.
Oh, actually,
one
Coke. Can I get a long cherry Coke, please?
And a tiny,
the last
minuscule
one.
Cherry Coke.
The last long cherry Coke, please.
And one water.
I'm drinking.
Anyone else? We have a special sale on water today. It's all free because we got it by the crate. We ordered too much.
All right, I'll take a couple gallons.
All right, we got 2 gallons of water. Is that everything?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, we got 2 funny bits, 1 full Batman, 1 half and half Batman. We have 1 small water and 1 2-gallon water, 1 long Coke, 1 energy Coke, and then 1 the last cherry Coke.
The
last long cherry.
Would you like, sorry, sir, we're out of the last long cherry Coke. Would you like the last long cherry vanilla Coke?
Yes, even better.
Okay, your total will be...
Could I also get some Panda Express Chow Mang, please?
All right, and then order Panda Express Chow Mang.
Your total will be episode 9 of the Jump Boys coming up right now.
Welcome back to the Jump Boys.
Jump Boys, episode 9.
Yeah. Woo. Please don't clap. Gosh dang. We've done this for 9 episodes already.
We made
How
it so long without doing this.
Good news.
You've been coming around, man.
Good news, Judah.
What?
I officially have become king of the world.
Oh no.
Congratulations. Wait, as a conglomerate, we are all officially one king.
One king of the one world.
Wow.
Nice.
One king of the many worlds.
So Zane, what do you do now that we're the king of the world? What's our creed?
What is our creed? That is a good question.
I know. That's why I asked.
All other anchor.fm/s have been banished except for Jump Boys. This is not a democracy.
Speaking of anchor.fm, I want to plug again. Please send us voice messages.
Did we not get any?
Oh, we
not
did,
yet.
We
not
did.
Yet. Okay. There's still
as
still
of now,
waiting.
As of the 1st of March, we have not gotten any.
Okay.
Yeah.
So please send those at anchor.fm/drumboys. Send us a message, please, because it'd be very funny.
Shout outs to our Italian listener.
Yeah, shout outs to the one stream we got from Italy and the one stream we got from Germany.
Hey,
we appreciate
it. Oscar?
You.
We love
Do you think Oscar found us?
I hope not.
I hope so.
He'll
have subscribed just in time.
If you are listening
to defend his honor.
If you are listening to this from Germany and you know someone named Oscar, recommend them this podcast so that they can hear me say
redacted.
Okay.
Oscar, come on the pod and yourself if you want to. A couple other things we got to cover before we get into Judah. I believe we have another word to add to our story.
That's right.
Hey, Shane, did you see the newest
sky?
Does
Minecraft.
Wow.
Would you like to say where we are so far or no?
Nope.
Okay. Also, I'm Drinking came out, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we teased from last time.
Yeah, good job, everyone.
It officially released. We're already at 100 million views.
Yeah. As of recording, we're at 137 views.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's 20 sits in the last couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true, actually.
15 likes, 0 dislikes, so
wow.
Thank you very much.
Phenomenal ratio.
Yeah, thank you for the support on I'm Drinking.
Wait, how many likes did you say?
15.
That's amazing.
To put that in perspective, our estimated audience size is between 16 and 19.
Yeah.
And we have, I think, 13 or 14 followers on Spotify.
Whoa. So, let's go, dude. We're freaking growing.
Yeah, we're now the biggest podcast in the world.
In the world.
Ben Shapiro, suck it.
Bim Bam,
suck it.
Joe Rogan, suck it.
Tiny Meat Gang,
suck it.
They're probably still
NPR, suck it.
Yeah. MBMBAM,
again.
Destroyed,
Build Destroy from Cartoon Network.
You were all right. Yeah, but
y'all were pretty sick.
Yeah, you stay.
That was a pretty great show.
Mad Comics, Mad TV. please stop.
Please come back.
No.
Come back, Mad. Mad TV, come back.
Mad TV,
I need some more Spy versus Spy.
That's true.
Yeah.
What would you do if you woke up in the morning and your dad had, like, the hair of the Destroy, Build, Destroy guy? And he said,
like, the one that was, like, always in the middle and had, like, crazy hair?
Excuse me, I have to take a call.
Yeah. Judah, what would you do if your dad like woke you up and he said it's time to get ready for your the big day?
I'd be like, why are you in my dorm, Dad?
He said it's time to get ready for your school. And then he walked out of your dorm room and you saw a toaster that was completely destroyed and he said, build it.
I would build it, of course.
And he says, all right, break it again.
I'd be like, this is the best TV show I've seen.
Have you seen, do you remember the show, Dude, What Would Happen If?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't watch, seen that? Dude, What Would Happen came right after Destroy, Build, Destroy. Well, every time.
What was it about? There.
Okay, we can do a format of it, so.
Dude, what would happen if I stepped on a nail?
You would probably get tetanus.
And then they'd step on a nail and they'd be like, ow, that hurt. But dude, what if we made an entire army of people step on nails?
And then there'd be like a guitar riff to transition.
And then like 300 people would all get tetanus. And it's like, dude, what if we spread tetanus like a disease through the air? And then they would get a giant blimp and then just coat everyone in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So they'd get one stupid concept and then they'd just constantly like make it bigger and bigger. An example. It was like
teenage hormonal Mythbusters.
Yeah, very much so.
So Sam, knowing that information, go ahead and give us a Dude, What Would Happen scenario.
Dude, what would happen? what would happen, dude?
What would happen?
I would kill myself.
I would kill Judah and Barack.
Why am I the only one that says I'd kill myself, and you always say I would also kill Judah?
Yeah, because I'm just trying to agree with you.
Yeah.
We don't want to
make you feel.
There's an example. Outcast. I remember there was one where it was like, dude, what would happen if we did the best dunk ever? And they like got like super shoes and dunked, and they're like, what happened if we dunked ourselves? And then they like trampolined into a giant basketball ghoul, and then they're like, what happened if we got a car and we strapped it to a helicopter and then we got a giant ring on the ground and we just threw the car filled with basketballs into the hoop? What happened was that the car fell and just kind of broke.
It was the greatest dunk.
Yeah.
Okay,
but did anyone die after they dunked?
No.
Okay. So unfortunately, it was not the greatest dunk.
It was not the greatest
dunk.
Dude,
what would happen if we killed a man? Dude, edit in every single frame from every single movie you've ever seen.
You have to actually pay me if you want me to do this.
I'm not gonna. Just don't do it. Mm-mm. Judah, edit in the intro of Max and Ruby, but at an incredibly quiet volume.
Ruby
and Max. Okay. Max and Ruby scared me as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, because I always, well, it scared me, but it also pissed me off because Max was such an asshole.
Well, yeah.
Did the, like, lobster toy scare you?
Yes. Like, this photorealistic toys he had scared me.
You were like,
Also, Little Bill scared me.
Little, well, duh. Yeah. That's well, obvious.
But, like, before everyone knew who Bill Cosby was.
Oh, yeah. Little Bill was scary. Yeah.
But it was scary just because Little Bill would interact with the real-life human Bill Cosby. That took me out.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby! Little Bill!
And, like, even when I was, like, in the third grade, I was like, this is kind of, like, freaky. Because I'd see it at school, like, the little kids watching it.
Bill Cosby would be like,
come here, small, come here, little Bill.
Little Bill's like, daddy.
You're like, you are a little me. I animated. I will kill you now.
He told us. These are Bill Cosby's words, not ours.
You know what Bill Cosby once said?
You wouldn't want to take him out of context.
You know what Bill Cosby once said?
A boob in the hand is worth two on the screen. So that's actually a commonly misattributed quote. It was actually Mark Hamill who said that.
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill said that when he was doing the Joker voice.
Yeah.
This is Batsy. Two in the hand.
You can't do more Batman jokes.
But he said Mark Hamill.
You said the Joker.
Yeah.
I already got
Mark Hamill played the Joker.
Cease and desist letter from DC saying you can't use any more funny bits of Batman.
Batman, it's so easy.
Yeah, I think we should
refer to this as Skywalker.
Riddle me this, Zane Burke.
Riddle me
this, Zane Burke. What is one destroy, build, destroy thing that... Or sorry.
It's not a riddle.
Riddle me this.
Question me this, Zane.
Answer me this riddle, Zane. What's one dude what would happen scenario that they couldn't predict what would happen?
Dude, what would happen if we recreated the Mayan calendar?
Dude, what would happen if we rose Galileo from the dead and gave him a party hat?
Dude, what would happen if we kidnapped Karl Marx
from the dead? Put him on our podcast. Put him in the cave.
If you want to know the answer to that, listen to episode...
Four. Yeah, it's four.
Jump Boys.
I remember four because we did a lot of Batman ones.
It's all of the Batman bits. Yeah. The Bat bits, yeah. If you will.
The BB. We can have like a compilation of them at this point.
What did we call that one? The Condom Cave?
Yeah, Condom Marks.
Condom Marks. It's a really good episode.
It's a great episode. It's a
phenomenal.
It's actually, I think, our least popular episode. So if you want to go
unfortunately
support that episode.
Isn't it the only one we didn't like advertise at all?
Maybe.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
I have to check.
Hey, Judah.
Yeah? Sam?
Did you know that if you took a sum of 10 consecutive numbers in the Fibonacci sequence, the seventh number in that sequence would be 1/11th the sum?
I did not know that.
Well, now you know.
Did you know if you took 69th of the numbers from the Fibonacci sequence, you'd get one triggered libtard?
Thank you for that information. Thank you, Noble.
What's one way to trigger a libtard in real life?
Kill their parents.
What? No.
Let's put it to the test.
And blame it on Hillary. Dude, what would happen if we triggered a libtard?
He would go on a rampage on Twitter.com.
Dude, what would happen if we kill a libtard in real life?
Nothing, because they don't matter as people.
Dude, what would happen if we became the Democratic nominee for the presidency?
That would be epic!
This is actually genius, because one of us can get president and then elect the rest of the Jump Boys as a cabinet.
As also presidents.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The first
that's
quad
how it
presidency.
Works.
These are my headmates.
Nice.
Yeah. Mr. President.
We're a hive mind. We were required to all be president.
Ooh, that's true.
It is our goal to get one Jump Boys episode recorded in the Oval Office.
All right, something I want to look into, right, is if the Constitution ever specifically requires there be only one vice president.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
My vice president is everyone.
Everyone.
From Texas.
All of Texas is a conglomerate vice president.
Especially those from...
Thank you for saying E instead.
And by E, of course, me. I would do that.
Goobers. Goobers.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Funny.
Okay, so as our as president, what's the first order that we enact, Sam?
First order?
Yeah.
No more chicken expresses in the nation.
Zane, second order. Now that you can't work at Chicken Express.
top 10 boobs of the week is mandatory.
Presidential state of the address.
Yeah.
I am Barack Obama. And these are the top 10 gaming boobs of week number 2.
IRL boobs.
No, it's still gaming.
Oh, still gaming?
Only
yeah,
gaming. Still gaming.
You know what? Yeah. Respect actual women.
Yeah.
Respect
actual women.
But not the voice actors.
But not the voice actresses. Number 10.
Shame, we never made Mario. This about... okay. Shame, what's your third act?
My act is that cocaine is required.
That's good.
Cocaine is mandatory.
I lost my train of thought. Now I was thinking, like, you know, like kids that are born where the parent is like a crack addict,
yeah.
And the baby naturally has the instinct to like get crack cocaine. And every kid that's born like that is required to fight in a league.
Okay.
So the Hunger Games?
Yeah,
but for crack kids.
Yeah, for crack kids.
To see who can get the crack.
Yeah, and then everyone that isn't a crack kid is like super fancy looking. And they're like, oh, look at them. They have drug issues.
Wow. Very progressive.
Very progressive.
Yeah, highly progressive of me.
All right, Judah. What would be your first and second act?
Well, after the fourth one, after all of these, mine would probably be to build a bridge between East Texas and Russia.
That's a long bridge.
It's a long bridge. It'll go under Africa.
You wouldn't just
like Columbus, but you can drive it now.
You wouldn't rather just build a straight tunnel between...
Sure.
You know, if I explain, I no longer wanted to be a crack baby league. I wanted to be a league of, like... Homeless people would be funny and very sad, but no. You know the Children of the World, like, campaign?
No.
Where it's like, donate a kid that's not...
Donate your kids.
No, I meant
we need them, please.
I meant adopt a kid that's like not from your country.
Yeah.
So like it's called Children of the World or something like that. We have that, but the Children of the World, instead of being adopted, just get sent to this training facility where they learn to become super soldiers, and then they fight in the Hunger Games for entertainment. So it's one person from every race.
Why race?
Why? Because why it's children of every world.
Shane.
Could
just do nationality. It doesn't.
Nationality. Could, well, I mean,
yeah,
race.
But it's still race at the end of the day.
Shane, we want nationism.
It's just, yeah, there's a lot just, more.
Well, yeah. But then we have a Hunger Games where it's like 200 kids.
Yeah.
That's like so much you keep up with.
That's more entertainment.
Actually, you know what? Actually, I want that because it'd be like a cooler version of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
every 4 years we just have kids fight each other.
Okay. This is an official Jumboy statement. We officially support nationism and end to racism.
Nationism?
Yeah. Everyone hate other people that aren't in your nation. Otherwise, you're okay.
This is very cool and very progressive.
No,
or multiculturalism.
Anti-multiculturalism because it's the hate. Own every other culture other than yours because you have to fight. That would be awesome if like the Olympics were like cold-blooded and there was no like...
So you mean the original Olympics?
Yeah, so like the OG Olympics and everyone hated each other.
Yeah.
Like instead of everyone like, you know, walking down, waving to the crowd, it's just like...
There's like hot dogs
being people just like beating the hell out of each other during the opening ceremony.
You know what I want to see? I want to see like the Olympics but with like giant mecha suits.
What?
I want to see
the... But, like, they perform, like, normal human sports.
On a normal human scale.
Yeah.
With just giant mecha suits.
I want to see the Olympics and just watch it normally.
I want to see... I've been trapped in this audio-only podcast and I can't see anymore. Help me!
Olympics, come on the podcast.
Shut up, Big OJ.
Big OJ.
Big OJ, where's that glove? Does it fit? Let's find out.
Blast.
Let's do this.
think the O.J. Simpson case would have been funnier if, like, halfway through the court case...
You want to finish that?
You want to finish that?
Yeah, I don't think the O.J. Simpson court case would have been funnier if Mario came along and, like, hit a Goomba in the middle of the courtroom.
Probably.
He went, oh no, a Goomba!
Who is that, O.J.? Yeah. Oh no, a Goomba!
He was like, don't worry. Don't worry, OJ, I got this.
It would just be like a similar version to like when Michael Jackson like attempted to moonwalk his way into court.
Did what? He do that?
I think so. Or like someone was like, Michael Jackson, he's still moonwalking, like almost did it, and his lawyers were like, no, 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 no. Like, maybe don't do this. It's like you're going to court for some serious allegations. And it's like, so Michael really... Jackson moonwalk. He's like, ooh!
So he really is a smooth criminal.
He walks
criminal.
Into court, he's like, yeah.
He's the smoothest criminal.
And he walks in, he's like, I'm not a pedophile. Please, judge, I'm not one.
It's like, we would like to call Michael Jackson to the stand. He goes, oh! And he moonwalks his way there. Did you touch kids, Michael Jackson?
No! No!
Objection, loaded question.
Objection, our rules!
Michael Jackson, you don't have the ability to do that.
Ooh! Ooh! If you rule me innocent, you'll get a free album!
He's bribing the jury right there.
Blatantly.
Just straight
up
bribing
the
judge.
I'm worth billions of dollars! Please, you'll get some shoes.
You'll get one pair of Yeezys. If Michael Jackson came back to alive right now,
he'd probably go, ow! He'd go, ow!
And like, Juno, look what you did.
Yeah. What have you done?
Juno's bad.
Yeah. Boy.
Boy.
Boy, what have you done with my audio?
You've killed it. Boy.
Judah, we have to play the $10,000 pyramid.
Oh yeah, Ben, you can join in. Okay. How do we play the $1,000 pyramid?
Isn't that the game? I actually don't know, I've never played it.
Neither have I.
But I don't want to look it up. I think it's a game where you just like have to use words that like are long, and but like they mean something that's similar to a word that they give you. So
it's word association game?
I think it's
you get paid to do it.
I think so. I think it's like pain, and then they're like...
Suffering.
Yeah, excruciating and whatever. I think that's what that game is.
Psychosomatic.
That's a good word.
So we're going to play that, and I'm going to be the man with the words.
Okay.
The word is... dog.
Canine.
German.
Australian.
Nazi.
This is not...
That's shorter.
Companion.
Loyal.
We're great at this game.
We're
guys.
Really good at this game. We'll do another one. Jump Boys.
Cancelled.
Hilarious.
World phenomenal.
Funny moments.
Best of compilation number 3.
Quite awful F.
Burger King foot lettuce question mark?
Alright, we're gonna look up at a
Undertale episode 3? Question mark?
To be released.
Poor Toriel.
Yep, poor Toriel.
Yeah. Lightsaber sound.
Whoa!
Alright, partner A. Who wants to be partner A?
I will.
Alright, so we got partner A.
Yeah!
Starts with a word or phrase on the bottom left of the pyramid.
Oh.
When the partner B correctly guesses, partner A describes the next word or phrase on the bottom middle. Okay, so there's two people.
My
one tries to describe what the word is to another person. So, like, your word is cat, and it'd be like, small animal who is furry and walks. And then you'd have to be like, dog, cat, rat.
So essentially narrowing it down as you go, saying a few more animals qualify for this specifier, and you need to
and
narrow
we try
it down.
And go
pointy ears kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to play that, and Judah and Jane are going to be partner A and partner B.
Good luck.
But, okay. The word is... No, wait.
Whisper it to me.
Okay.
That wasn't very good, was it? Who cares?
Inconsistent upload schedule. Mixed audio. Very epic. Very cool. Very unepic.
My brother and me.
You did it! Record at round tables twice. Have yet to release episode 9? No! Have yet to release episode 10?
We'll never make it.
Tiny Meat Gang.
No!
We'll never house.
Have 4 main cast members.
It's the Jump Boys.
Yeah!
Jump Boys.
Yeah!
Episode 10. There you go. We're not doing that anymore.
Okay. Hey, everyone. This is episode 9. Now we're back to episode 10.
This is a great podcast.
All right.
That's my line.
I highly endorse this.
That's my line.
This is the greatest podcast of all time.
Can we stop? Can we just stop bragging about ourselves? Everyone already knows it. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Welcome to the jungle, it's Michael Jackson.
Shane, all right. It's time for you to stop talking because you've taken up the majority of these 21 minutes.
Okay, so Zane Burke,
what's up?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I've been informed that recently you have finished watching Phantom Blood of JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. What is your opinion on the first season?
Alright, well, let's see.
Please get closer to the microphone.
Fine. I wanted to stretch, but I can't.
Not a lot.
Okay, so Jonathan Joestar, affectionately known as JoJo from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, is a pretty great character. He's a gentleman, and I appreciate that. Their vocabulary is very well thought out, and I learned quite a bit from... I learned a lot about English from Japan, so, you know, it's always a great thing. I highly recommend that you watch part one of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and you will be entertained for at least a couple hours.
Alright, thank you for your time.
Uh-oh.
Signing up.
can I point out a comment that we got on the I'm Drinking episode?
Of course. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We'll defend our honor right here, right now.
From YouTube channel named Dead Channel.
Nice.
Fresh Memes Boys with a Z. Also, stealing flows from the mining and Vivix versions, huh? Now a Portara fusion between them.
First of all, I have no idea what those are.
What is Vivix?
How do you spell that?
V-U-V-U-X. I'm looking it up.
Second of all, I'm drinking one. We flatly listen to more than the original, so yeah.
There's a Roblox channel named VuxVux.
That's not it.
Showing results for VuxVux.
Well, look up VuxVux drinking or drowning.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways, my official stance on that comment... we didn't rip off of VuxVux or whatever, because we didn't know they exist, but thank you for watching our content.
Yeah. VuxVux drowning Roblox video, 15,000 views.
Yeah, we did
not hear that. We should have. That would have been awesome.
Also,
we stole their flow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we totally stole their flow.
Yeah, their...
I'm sorry we stole the flow for a parody song.
We stole the flow from other parody songs.
Yeah, that's totally good. I like how we're defending a YouTube comment on our video that has, like...
Yeah, wait. Dead Channel, come on the podcast and defend yourself.
You know what, Dead Channel? Your argument may be dead, but our love for you is not.
But your channel is not.
Your channel, ironically, is not.
Yeah. Your channel is actually pretty good. I did subscribe.
Wait, do you think he has any videos?
Oh, yeah. I checked him out. He's pretty good.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Android 21 in a nutshell.
15 seconds long.
I'm going to definitely check out that video later.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Shoutouts to Dead Channel. Love him.
He has his YouTube header says, a day without laughter is a day wasted, which is actually the Jum Boys slogan.
How did he know?
How did you
I can't believe he stole our flows.
Yeah.
He stole our flows.
The flow stealer.
The flow stealer.
Dead channel. Flow stealer.
Yeah. We're just bullying this random comment.
No, it's great.
No, so, it's not bullying if he doesn't question. Have consent.
Yeah.
Can I bully you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go guys. What if Dio from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure was secretly Dead Channel, and he just, his vampiric abilities is to steal people's flows?
Dang.
We're not referencing. He just targets JoJo rappers.
Yes, it's too late. I've already asked the question, and I want an answer.
You know what? I believe if Dead Channel was Dio, I would go.
If Dead Channel was Dio, I would go.
Hey, Dead Channel, if you're really Dio Brando from JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, I'd go ahead, Mr. Dead Channel.
And then subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Go ahead, subscribe to Jumboys.
All right. Subscribe to the Jumboys.
So, Judah Byers.
That's a good V.
Judah Byers, is it true that you recently invested in Nestle?
It's true that you...
I already gave my answer before you answered the question.
Is it true that you endorsed every single action that Nestle's ever taken?
I actually did on episode 6.
What happened? Can someone film me on this?
I endorsed Nestle in episode 6.
Uh-huh. Hold on
1 second.
I gotta change something.
Pretty epic.
There we go.
We're not on the
normal setting.
Oh.
It shouldn't be too big of an issue.
No, because we did the test.
It was just the Nestle bit, you know, where I endorsed it and everything. Yeah. Anyway.
So what happened with Nestle? Like, why is the bit important?
Oh, Nestle, have put a price on water in Africa.
which is hilarious.
That was a pretty baller move.
Hilarious in the most humanitarian way possible.
It's only late stage capitalism.
Yeah. I mean hilarious in the most humanitarian way possible.
Yeah.
I mean, respect. If you're at Africa, come on the podcast. Please. Come on, Day Bob.
What, Shane?
No. Do not do that bit.
Don't do that bit. We're not Paul Chandler going to Uganda. Shout outs to Paul Chandler going to Uganda to tell them the way.
the way.
I mean, technically, you're not wrong. This is actually facts.
You know the way.
No.
Where is it? Can we bring back Ugandan Nestle?
Paul Chandler endorses Nestle in all of their actions.
Not funny. Shut up! I know, I'm just being Paul Chandler.
Not funny, Judah.
Judah, it wasn't funny.
Judah back with the edgy jokes.
Judah back with... Oh, yeah, I forgot when he said that. Judah.
Oh, I'm edgy. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm edgy. You know who's really edgy?
Boogie Sam with the hoodie.
A boogie. Is pretty edgy by putting Kodak Black on a song.
True. And then doing the music video. And Kodak Black was in jail, so he couldn't have Kodak Black going for the music video.
Is that why he didn't show up during his part?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Rip.
That's like the Take-K school video where he was in jail, and so they just animated him like coming out of a billboard or something, or like coming out of like a chalkboard and just walking around the school. Because he couldn't actually be there. I hope I get famous enough one day to be in jail and then have a video release where someone...
I hope I'm famous enough I get in prison.
That would be great.
Just... Famous prison is different than normal prison.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes. I hope it becomes popular. Have you seen Epstein Prison? Allegations come against me that ruin my life.
Yeah, they turn in Epstein Prison. They turn off the cameras and let the guards go out.
That's true.
Nice. In Epstein Prison, they just
give you privacy when you're on death watch.
Stupid dog, I'm balling.
What did you just say?
Stupid dog, I'm balling.
I'm balling.
Was that a Courage reference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stupid dog, I'm balling. I'm tripping hard.
Stupid dog, I'm balling.
Have I shown you Stupid Dog? I'm balling.
No,
it's just like this. It's like a Cartoon Network like ad where he had a giant basketball, and he was like the size of the Eiffel Tower.
It's really big.
Yeah,
it's great.
The Eiffel Tower, or the ball?
The ball.
The grandpa. And
the grandpa and the ball. Oh. They're both large.
They're both very large.
Speaking of large things, where's my long Coke?
I forgot to get some.
Karl Marx did not appear on the podcast. as intended.
Karl Marx did not come back from the dead and did not make his Walmart.
Should we call Karl Marx?
No. Yeah. Live? No. No, it's a bad time.
Should we call Karl Marx live and ask him?
No.
No.
It's
no.
a bad time.
We did.
Of course, Karl Marx does have a phone number. It is 1-2-3. There it is.
That's it.
That's it.
That's his number.
Yeah. Please call that if you want to talk to Karl Marx live.
Live today. Right now.
Oh my god, until March 3rd.
Only good until March 3rd.
Yeah, he runs out of minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he'll never redeem it again.
No, he always forgets.
He always gets a burner phone.
Yeah.
And his burner phone always comes with a different number, so... Sorry,
call
guys.
Call him out. You can't.
Yeah.
While supplies last.
Buy Karl Marx while supplies last. Limited quantity, one of one.
Okay, so, Zane.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you would like to see changed at Chicken Express?
Yo, ma.
Nothing that I can say in the fact that some people could share it with other people.
Dang.
Hi.
I love Chicken Express. I love Chicken Express. I fully endorse everything they do. Please give me more money.
Zane's lawyer here. Here to transcribe what that means. He says, please don't shout into the microphone while you're through the drive-thru.
That's true. That happened to me one time. It was not fun.
I'll take a large... Alright, let's give him practice for his job.
Alright.
Alright, dude, do your bit. Do your bit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We're all in a car and we're gonna order.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So who's our driver in this scenario?
Welcome to Chicken Express. Order when you're ready.
Alright. 1 second, please. Children!
Yeah?
What do you want?
I want the number one.
Get the chicken nuggets!
Spicy.
Get chicken nuggets!
Mac and cheese.
Get the chicken nuggets! Daddy, chicken nugget!
I'll take a number one.
Do you want those tenders to be spicy or regular?
Spicy!
Spicy.
Okay, I'll do a side order.
My other kid wants spicy chicken nugget.
Not spicy!
What? Call mac and cheese.
Number chicken nugget!
We need a side order of mac and cheese.
Biscuit roll.
Make them not spicy!
Biscuit or roll.
Make them not spicy!
Biscuit or roll?
Make them not spicy.
Biscuit or roll?
Biscuit and not spicy chicken nuggets.
Biscuits.
I want a roll.
Roll.
Sir, please kill me. You can pull to the window and shoot me in the face.
No. We will restart. And then I drive around and I drive
shoot
back.
Shoot him, give me chicken nuggets.
Alright, I'm back and my kids are under control. I will take a number one spicy with roll and mac and cheese.
Okay, what's your drink with that?
What to drink?
Lemonade.
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 Okay, anything else for you?
Lemonade.
Another lemonade.
Okay, anything else?
I'm a chicken nugget.
a chicken nugget.
You would... Just one chicken nugget?
Yes.
No. Okay, ten.
Make them spicy.
Okay, anything else?
No,
a black coffee.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't.
No chicken nugget.
One water.
Okay, anything else for you?
That is it.
Okay, so we have a number one spicy with mac and cheese, a roll, and a large lemonade. And another, just one tender spicy. Anything else for you?
That's easy.
Thanks for cheating.
Okay, your total would be at the window. Thank you.
Thank you. And then I pull up to the window and I throw Judah through it. This is my order. I say, retrieve my order, boy.
Order. Chicken nugget. Chicken nugget.
Alright, I love my little grimloid child.
Chicken nugget. Please.
Where's my chicken nugget?
Chicken nugget.
Very nice.
We are geniuses.
Speaking of genius moves, I went to Panda Express the other day, right? For my siblings and I, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna get some, just some normal food. And so I get it, I pay for it, and then I was like, ah, dang it, I forgot to get Blank's wontons. And so I drive back, I pull in, I'm like, hey, could I get some wontons? And they're like, sure, you can, it'll be money. And I was like, sure. So I pull up, I give my money, I drive away. And it's like, I'm halfway home, and I'm like, my sister with me was like, hey, where's the wontons? And I was like, ah! So I drove all the way back to, like, Panda Express, and I pulled up to the freaking register, or not the register.
You pulled up to the register.
I drove through the store, and I went to the register. I was like, hey, I'm here to pick up my wontons. And like, sir, just please drive back through the drive-thru. And I picked him up, and I was like, oh, I forgot drinks. And so I pulled in for the fourth time, and I ordered some drinks. And after I got my drinks, the guy that, like, cash distributor of my food and cash was like, hey, man, since you've come in four times today, here's some free cookies.
Oh, that rules.
So
that,
I got some free cookies.
You know, this reminds me of another drive-thru story.
And then I got sick from eating their food.
Nice. But
the cookie was, I don't know, I gave it away.
Cookie was pretty good. This reminds me of another drive-thru story, and this one involves Judah. He called me.
Oh, yeah.
So here I am at my house, just having a normal day. Judah calls me at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And he's like, Shane, I bought this frozen pizza at Walmart to cook it, and then I realized I have nowhere in my room to hold a frozen pizza. So I was like, all right, I'll eat it right now, but there's no oven that I can use. So somehow Judah realized had a late realization that he couldn't eat this food that he paid money for. Like, in two different ways he couldn't eat it.
I couldn't heat it up and then freeze it, and I couldn't just keep it in my fridge because it's not a freezer.
Yeah, and so he was like, what do I do with it? And after some conversing, we eventually came to the conclusion that he needs to go to the McDonald's drive-thru and then just ask if they want his frozen pizza. Judah proceeds to go. I'll be the guy. You be yourself.
Okay. So you start.
Hi. Welcome to McDonald's. Order when you're ready.
Yeah. Can you get a frozen pizza, please?
What?
You want a frozen pizza? I bought one and I can't store it anywhere. You want it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll park.
Okay.
And I parked and I walked in and he handed me a frozen pizza.
And he handed it to you, the frozen pizza. It worked completely. There was no issue. Did anyone look at you weird?
No.
Yeah.
It's just a McDonald's. No one cares.
Yeah.
It's a normal circumstance.
This happens every single second.
Everyone smiled with glee.
Everyone clapped at once.
At
the bromance that had started from this day.
What are you talking about?
And that man, bromance. And that man grew up to be Barack Obama.
What the heck are you talking about?
You stay in contact with the man you shared this pizza with.
Right? Who says it was a man?
This man became Barack Obama.
Yeah, it was actually Obama.
Yeah, you're right. He said,
"Whoa, welcome to McDonald's."
Too bad he doesn't have a last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
Barack Obama said, hello,
welcome to McDonald's, order when you're ready.
It's like, hey, you want a pizza?
He says,
Michelle, do we want a pizza? Yes.
That's a good...
All right, are you being Michelle?
Yes, I am Michelle. Michelle, Barack, do we need a pizza? Yeah. Before you continue, I'm your daughter's.
Please stop.
I'm your daughter's.
However, please talk. Vegetarian.
Please talk.
I will only eat.
Please talk to this microphone, which I conveniently place in between you. All right. Welcome to the Obama cast. I'm daughter one. I'm daughter two. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Barack.
Oh, I would have so loved a Barack Obama podcast in the Oval Office.
Why is this not a thing?
Yeah, we need to freaking get in contact with the Big Don to make him do this. Hey, welcome to the...
I can't do his voice at all.
Welcome to the big J cast. J standing for John.
is his middle name.
Is it? Isn't it John or is it Joseph?
No, it's John, I think. It's Jehovah. Or maybe it's
Jehovah. Jehovah. Donald Jehovah Trump.
He is a DJ.
He's DJ Trump.
Yeah. You guys never realized it?
No, I never realized he's DJ Trump.
Yeah, DJ Trump. That's our bit. Copyright.
Yeah. Trademark. Right. Trademark. C.
Anyone using DJ Trump is infringing on our original work.
Yeah. And we will sue to the furthest extent of the law.
All right, all Jump Boys fans, mm-hmm. I have a mission for you.
What's that?
If you spot Baron Trump in the wild, make sure to take a picture and send it to twitter.com.
/JumpBoysPod. Yeah. Note, the Jump Boys does not condone taking pictures of underage children and exposing them online.
But in this case...
Except for Baron Trump.
Yeah.
We will make an exception for the big B-meister.
Yes.
The B flat.
Wow, we really endorse. We're
B flat.
This episode, we're really endorsing some great policies.
Yeah, like
Nestle taking photos of underage children.
Oh, we never got the half doxing. Half Batman order.
It's true.
Well, you never pulled up.
Michelle, what do I do? We didn't get our order.
Just go back and request it again.
All right.
Or just go up front and say, I ordered and I forgot to get it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Hello. Hello, welcome back to the Jump Boys. How may I help you?
I want my order.
Sir, I do not know what your order was.
I ordered number one.
Mm-hmm.
With full Batman.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, sir. The full Batman is a very popular item, but yes, we do have an order waiting here. Half and half Batman, full Batman. Does this sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, what I'm going to need you have to do... Sir, what I'm going to have you need to do... You need to get inside this drawer called the bit drawer.
All right.
And just wait there, and then I will bring you your order.
Okay. I see one in my car.
Here you go, sir. Now please just stay in this bit drawer so we can use you at a later episode.
Alright, thank you.
Thank you.
We are really good at this.
Judah's editing skills are amazing.
Yeah, it's almost like it happened in real.
He edited mid-episode. How did he do that?
It happened in real.
Power blockchain.
Oh, next episode.
Next episode of the Jump Boys will feature Ben Swiger.
We got Ben on.
We got the real life Ben Swiger. This is coming on the pod.
Ben Swiger, please come on to the podcast.
Not to defend your honor, because he's already done that.
Yeah,
he's already made his honor evident.
Yeah. He has no slander against his honor.
Yeah,
his honor is pure
and holy.
Obvious.
I heard Ben is going to get on the episode and go.
I hope so.
Okay.
Why is he an owl?
Do that?
Okay.
Because he's a night owl.
Alright, Zane. What bit do you want Ben to make on the next episode?
Ooh.
I want Ben to come up with his own rendition of a Ben 10 theme song. I want him to create a theme song for the next Ben 10 series.
Live.
On the spot. With no warning.
Live on our edited podcast.
All right, Judah, what bit do you want to see from Ben next episode?
I want Ben, without us saying anything, to go, "This is Jump Boys Raw."
Unfiltered Raw Jump. Again, and he doesn't know it.
Yeah.
All right, Shane.
I want Ben to do an Inspector Gadget bit.
Ooh.
Oh. He goes, go, Gadget, Ben 10 mode. And then he clicks a button and he becomes a beast, but he's still Inspector Gadget.
I like how we and keep referencing Ben 10, but we have never seen any of it ever before.
I watched a lot of Ben 10 growing up.
Well,
that's just a you thing, Judah.
Half of the
Judah. Sounds like a Judah problem.
You know who else hasn't seen Ben 10?
Judah!
That's our first time doing that on this entire podcast.
Wait.
Besides,
so if you ever see Judah Byers at Commerce, Texas,
yeah.
Make sure to point at him. With your arm positioned like a Z.
That's what it is.
Close, but no cigar. And just say, ha ha, Yuda.
Ha ha,
Yuda.
That's it? Alright, and Judah will give you a high five.
I will.
And Judah will lick your lips.
What are you talking about?
Judah will stroke your hair like he did in the 8th grade.
Judah will lick the bottom of his crock.
Now right back to your scheduled Jump Boys content.
Hi, welcome back to the Jump Boys. Ah, good old J-U.
This is the Jump Zone.
The Jump Zone. What happens in the Jump Zone, Zane?
You're entering a world where things are a little different. Things are funnier. And in my brother and me is you're entering the Jump Zone. Ba-da-boom. If you have the energy, consider this. Four people around a microphone. Trying to get an hour into a podcast. And then they realize they're out of funny material.
No!
No! Alright, guys, so here's my new funny joke.
What is it?
Hashtag, what would you do if Trump was not real?
Whoa! I would hashtag kill myself.
I would hashtag kill Shane Noble.
I would, like, hashtag leave America, guys.
You would leave America if Trump wasn't real.
I would hashtag do nothing, because it'd be better.
As you can see, these four are clearly struggling with ideas for their podcast. This is when a certain friend shows up.
Hello, I'm a certain friend who's showing up, and I have a funny idea.
What if possible.
What if you reference a superhero, such as Superman?
Superman, huh?
I don't know, that guy sounds kind of derivative.
What do you think, guys?
Too derivative.
Too derivative? What if, like, Superman had a fight with Goku from Dragon Ball Z?
Bro, I wonder
dude,
who would win.
Dude, what would happen?
Dude.
Full circle.
Dude, what would happen if we made a Twilight Zone parody?
Dude. We'll
call it the Jump Door.
The Jump Door?
The Drawer.
The Drawer.
The Drawer.
It's opening back up.
Imagine a world where all of the funniest bits are inside a drawer.
Hi, welcome to the Batman bit.
Hello, I've not got my order. Hello.
I am still in here.
Michelle.
Why are you Ugandan? You're Obama.
You're mean.
That was very mean of you.
That is very mean of you. This world is evil and filled with all sorts of evils.
Some men just
and
want
Judah
to watch
touches my GameCube that's in my real drawer.
Why do you have the GameCube in the Batman bit drawer?
I don't know. He really likes playing Super Mario Kart 2.
Double Dash?
This is
Double Crash. All right,
Mario, Super Mario, Double Crash,
Double Crash,
and it's just two Crash Bandicoots going.
What was that sound effect? I'm sampling that one.
Sorry, with my moving around, guys, I just can't stand still.
Yeah, he's got the rhythm in his soul and his body and his feet and his mind.
Speaking of feet,
Judah. Have something you want to tell us?
My feet are doing okay.
Oh, that's good.
I got rid of my toe is fully healed from an ingrown toenail. So
nice,
pretty good.
Look up Avatar feet compilation.
No.
So yeah,
I've seen that one too many times.
Okay, so
we need to call Aaron. He has real quick.
Yeah. So to give some backstory, to give some context. Me and Shin Goble have recently gone through and watched all of Avatar The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
And we've noticed something. Aaron Ehaz loves putting in feet shots.
Mm.
Now, the reason we know it has to be Aaron Ehaz, or at least Aaron Ehaz's sister, is because in the new series, Legend of Korra, to date, there's not been a single foot shot that has lasted for
less than like a third of a second.
Yeah, more than a third of a second. Yeah. And the Ehazes are not affiliated in any way with that show.
And here's another problem, is that while we are only about halfway through the first season of Legend of Korra, the entire show has maintained the same level of silliness as the original show, so it's not like it's a big mood change. It's clearly someone had influence in the Nickelodeon studios that's like, put feet shots here. And our theory is Aaron Ehaz. So Aaron, if you're listening,
please come and defend yourself from these allegations that you put in foot shots of wiggling toes in Avatar The Last Airbender during multiple episodes.
Yeah.
I can't wait for us to actually get a response and someone actually comes on the pod.
Yeah. It's going to take a while.
But, I mean, we're spreading a wide net, right? So if we insult enough people, ooh, one of them will respond.
You miss all the shots you don't take.
Exactly.
All right, here's what we're going to do. This is our lightning round of insulting people in hopes that they will defend their honor.
Shane, starting with Travis McElroy.
Travis McElroy, you have the same name as my real brother. So please come on to defend yourself as to why you deserve to have such a name. You man.
You man.
You man.
Roger Bugpass. I know you're famous for voicing Squidward, but your name really tells a different story. Please come onto the podcast to defend your honor.
Please, call me Roger. Mr. Bumpass was my father.
Oscar? if you still owe Shane $10 for gas money for my 2-hour trip when I tried to give you a friend's microphone.
This is true.
Please come to America again to defend your honor. I won't pay for your ticket, but you'll get to see New York City if you fly there.
If you fly there.
And he will.
And he will. All right, Zane.
And he'll Express, take... please come on the pod and tell me why I am getting paid minimum wage still.
I'm just working kidding. There for a...
Despite being the best employee you've ever hired.
Ever.
Mm.
Honestly speaking.
And will ever.
Yeah, it's true.
Step up, Sarah.
There's actually no one at Chicken Express named Sarah.
Step up, Ethan.
Step up, Andrew. Okay. Yeah, am I close enough?
Yeah. Sure. Aaron.
Abraham.
No.
Ethan.
Yeah, actually. No,
just Abraham.
Yeah,
Abraham.
Grace.
No.
Okay, there's no Grace.
Jenna. No.
Jeremy.
No.
Jeremiah.
No.
John.
No.
Michael.
Eleazar.
No.
Noah.
No.
Alex.
No.
Axel.
No. Axel?
What? That would be sick.
I know a kid named Axel. I've already.
That's awesome.
Brick.
No.
All right, I don't think we'll ever find it.
Brawny?
No.
Okay. Donnie?
No.
Johnny?
You're close, actually.
Johnny? Johnny's close?
Yeah.
Jerry?
Jannard?
No.
Jonathan?
No.
John?
Judah?
Yes. No, just kidding. Well, technically, I guess I work with the Judah. If you consider the pod work.
Yeah.
Is it working on the pod? Yeah. Are we working?
I'm working. You guys aren't.
Yeah, I'm working.
I'm not working.
Yes.
Are you working on our font?
All these bits come
out. I'm calling Shane Goble out right now for not even bothering to start the Jumb Boys font.
Fonts are hard to make.
Shane, come on the pod.
It doesn't have to be super good. You just have to make it.
Yes.
Yeah. I've edited hundreds of hours of content.
Yes. I thought that said something else.
It is.
Just me when people ask.
That's what I thought it was.
Me when people ask what my favorite band is.
Yes.
Yes.
Me when they're like, "Who made Roundabout?"
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Me when they're like, "What's that song?" Where they go, "Ba-na-na-na," and you go, "Oh yeah, that's Roundabout by."
Yes.
I've been listening to this other song recently.
Called?
I know the... Here's the rhythm. Da-na-na-na.
That's a good song.
Where are we right now? That is actually a great outro.
We're only... Take a seat. Now take a seat.
Now we gotta give it 5 seconds.
That's good enough.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's good enough.
This is the secret episode, or secret bit for this all you listeners.
Secret bit done live at my house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is... Judah. We don't have any ideas.
Judah.
Yeah. What?
You get the click remote.
Yeah, what do I do with it?
You get the click remote. It has one button on it, and it says record episode.
I would never click it. I would destroy it so that we could prevent world hunger.
If you're a Rhett and Link...
Both of them? Yeah.
Which will it... Would you do?
I would do Rhett, because imagine being named Link.
Will it water?
Will it toaster oven? My son versus Link.
Can my son toaster oven? Let's talk about that.
Did I ever mention how annoying it is to normalize and reduce the noise in audio?
No, but it sounds like we should just do that more.
Okay.
I like looking at the waveform.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you ever, like, as a kid, like, yeah, like, figure out how to, like, sound like a frog?
What?
You went, like,
ribbit. Oh, yeah. Ribbit.
Did you ever try and slow it down?
No. I've never done that.
Try it right now. Ribbit. It's really fun. Like. Like, I'm able to do it well. Because I've had hours of practice, like...
Ribbit. You should convince your brother to listen to the podcast and give him $1 billion.
No.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's the Nintendo. What do we do with it?
Kill it.
Okay.
Scoot it up and butter! Hello, everyone. Rich from Review Tech USA here.
Today, I'm reviewing the Jump Boys. They are not epic.
They are not epic.
They're pretty lame.
They are terrible.
I hate them.
I hate them. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the special secret part in episode 9.
Love you. Bye.